Hey, what's good, good people? Welcome to yet another impactful episode of the People's Journal podcast, where authentic stories are told by real people. As you know, I'm your driver, your host, your pilot. Upakmeno, Mr. 925, Intambo Yomtlakasi, Waitit, Dizochokega.
Yeah, man.
Now, I mean, before we get into this episode, like, I just want to take this moment and say thank you to all the authentics for showing love there on my platform, Spotify, YouTube, April, we see you. And if you haven't hit that like or subscribe button, this is the time for you to press that thing so that you can help us grow. But yeah, this is a special episode for me, and it's a special episode because we are shooting this one Emaboneng. Some call it the heart of the city.
Yeah, the heart of the art in the city.
The art in the city, you know. And I mean, right about now, we are trying, or I am at least going to try and soak out some, you know, impactful and timeless knowledge from today's guest, you know. So without wasting any time, I mean, let's get into it, you know what I mean? So this dude studied accounting but he's making his living through art. He's a thought-provoking visual artist, curator, and an activist of art.
I'm a father too, man.
And he's a father too.
Yeah, man.
He's a brother too. He's a son too.
Yeah, I'm a lover.
And he's a lover too. But I think most importantly, he's a vessel.
Yeah, that's the most important one.
Yeah.
A vessel.
So without wasting any time, please help me welcome Cat Love Sithole Tutu. And he'll tell us why the tutu at the end.
Tutu.
Welcome, my brother, to the People's Journal podcast.
Amen.
Otherwise, Cat.
Amen. I'm all good. But yeah, it is Cat Love Sit. I don't know where you get the tutu from.
I saw it in one of your things there at the end. So I was like, okay.
It's 2022.
Oh.
Yes. Okay.
So it's Cat Love Sitole.
Cat Love Sitole. That's my full name.
Yeah.
Katleho Love Sitole in full.
Actually. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
that's what it stands for.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to make it look sexy. It's Cat Love Sit.
Otherwise, how are you feeling? I know you said yesterday you had an exhibition.
Yeah, I had a solo yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It was crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it. You know, like one of those things where things kind of look off. It's like things are not going right.
Sure.
You know, it's like you planning everything, the artworks are there, but there's certain like mind fucks there and there. It's like, yo, man, like why are these things like not pulling in the way that I want to? But it came together, man. It came together.
That's
and
beautiful.
At the end, it was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
You know, people came through. The work did what it needed to do. It was thought-provoking, as you're saying, you know, because I feel like as an artist, you have a responsibility to your community, you know, and I feel like I'm responsible as I see myself as a pioneer and a leader in the Black community to say, we need to talk about important things.
Sure.
And we need to think about our future as Black people and not the narrative that was painted for us or the plans that other people gave us. But it's like, where do we belong?
You know?
One of the things is also knowing that we don't belong in townships, man. We're too big for that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a thing where we have to break the stereotype that you can't take the kasi out of me. That's nonsense, dog.
Sure.
That's nonsense. We have to break that cycle. The world is big, dog.
The world is big.
The world is big.
It's huge.
You can't be trapped in one place being small-minded and thinking that's the world.
Yeah.
That's not the world. That's a reality that was given to you.
Yeah.
And those people who gave you that don't love you for nothing.
Hmm.
You understand? They want to see you fail. Look at how kasis are built up. You understand? There's always what? There's always bad food. I'm a god, what? There's always spato.
Sure.
You understand? And it's always like alcohol. You understand? I even like one of the things I even put in my exhibition was like people with melanin should not be even drinking alcohol in the first place.
Sure,
bro.
I saw that.
You understand? It's like this thing is making us crazy.
Sure.
But we are so consumed in it, because when you look at adverts, they make it seem like it's a happy time when you're drinking. You know, it's like, a happy time. It's like, do you see any happy people where you live that are drinking?
So I think just before we start, you know, elevating people's
yeah, I know, I can.
emotions, you know, because some might be asking themselves, okay, yo, this guy like already is going in, talking townships, talking, dropping bombs, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's always important to give people the genesis.
Okay, the background.
So that at least there's a bit of context in terms of who is this dude, you know, and where does he come from? And obviously, how did it happen that he becomes this dude who's aware now, who's doing this art, and then after that we can then try to soak them in. You understand?
Okay.
So Cat Love, who's Katlego, where are you from? And obviously in this episode I'm gonna try by all means to reference, because I mean we are in a very artful space right now, and if the camera can expose, you'll see that there's a lot of thoughts on the wall, you know, there's a lot of thoughts on the canvases as well. And one that I would like to start with is, obviously, art is a weapon used for action, you know. Yeah. So maybe if you can just tell us who Katlego is, and then just with that statement, you know, your first kiss with art, maybe we can dive it into other things.
So Katlego was born in Pretoria.
Sure.
I grew up in Mabopane.
Mm-hmm.
From a small town. I studied accounting because people in my background didn't motivate that kind of life. It's like, it's like most people associate art with being broke, and you know, it's like that's not how I saw life.
Sure.
But luckily I had a grandfather that always told me to pursue art. It's like, yo, this thing is very special in the world, and it has a place, you know. And he always instilled that thing in me. It's like, yo, always be someone who thinks outside the box. He always said, even if you're in the township, never consume the lifestyle of the township. So from an early age, I adopted that mind that says, I only sleep there, I don't live there. You understand? So it became a thing that I can exist everywhere else.
You only sleep there, you don't?
I don't live there.
You don't live?
I don't live there. Because I understand already, it's like that was a weapon used for me to fail.
Okay.
You understand? So if I think in that mindset, that means already I'm defeated.
Mm.
So now it's like you have to take yourself out. That's why a lot of people could never pinpoint where I'm from. Because even now it's like, now I kind of speak slang, but you know, the English was polished.
Yeah.
It was very polished. Like, because you have to read books, man. You have to like equip yourself. And that's one thing my grandfather instilled in me to say, yo, be this person. Knowledge is power.
Sure.
And you know, and don't shy away from it. We as black people shy away from things because we act like we know.
Yeah.
And that's actually a damn mindset. It's like, yo, man, when you don't know, you don't know. Ask questions.
Mm.
You know, ask questions so people can enlighten you. Even sometimes it's okay to act dumb. You know how beautiful it is to act dumb?
Yeah.
Like you don't know shit. Yeah. Like nobody knows what you know. And you're just there saying, so yeah, man, tell me more. You understand? And it's like you are just literally becoming that, a vessel. You know, the more you take in, because you can't give advice if you have never gone through anything.
Sure,
even
that's
but
true.
We have people that like are busy giving advice, but they've never been through the triumphs and tribulations. They've never been even tested. It's like, yo, what kind of fire have you been refined in? You know, but that's kind of like the background of like, yo, because most of my aunts were like, yo, nah, man, art doesn't make sense. We're gonna do accounting. Just pick a career that has money, you know.
And, like, and obviously, like at that time, it's like your first kiss, because now we're talking about accounting and we're talking about art and your aunt's telling you that. So, like your childhood, I mean, you're from a hood, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, when you grow up in the hood, Ulimchita, there's just few things for you to do, few activities, few extramural things for you to do. And the popular one usually is soccer.
Yeah.
The second one, if there's art centers or those community halls that provide that
those
platform,
things, yeah.
then you either fall into that.
Yeah.
But either than that, so far, it's those two.
Yeah.
Limjolo and everything
else. But the thing about the township is there's like those resources are limited. Because I won't lie, I had, like, you see, as MG, as you're saying, it's like you're bound to say, oh, what kind of sport are you going to play? I sucked at soccer, bro. Okay. You understand? Yeah. I sucked at it. You know, like, I kind of like have like kind of kiss, but it's not a kiss vibe. It's like, bro, I can't play this thing. But you were just forced to learn. You know, most of the time I was a defender because, like, that's the only thing. It's like, yeah, just tackle people, bro. Sure. You know, do your thing. But funny enough, I gravitated towards like rich sports, like tennis and cricket. Now, those were the things I used to love, actually, funny enough. And I was really good at them, you know. But you never had those facilities and resources to practice those things. But even art for me was, it became a thing where I used to do in school. And like most of the teachers saw it. It's like, yo, you're kind of good in this thing, you know. Then how do you nurture it? And then I would enter competitions, but it never went anywhere because those things are very limited, you know, and they don't nurture things like that because it looks like, nah, you're playing around because you're just drawing, you know, and it's never a thing that is taken seriously and nurtured because of our surroundings, because we think in a way that get a job, you go to school so that you can get a job after school. But we don't think, it's like, no, maybe I want to be a businessman. Maybe I want to deal in art. Maybe, you know, like, maybe I want to be a sports pioneer or something or whatever.
Sure.
Like, think outside these boxes that they painted for us. It's funny how you ask a kid, it's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Policeman. It's like, why do I want to be a policeman, bro? It's like, why do I want to be a policeman, bro? Because that's what we're exposed to.
Yeah.
And then those are the job things that you see. It's like, oh, okay, I know my uncle is a policeman. I have a nurse at home. He's a social worker. I was like, yo, what's wrong with us? Why our jobs are always around like weird things? Yeah. Like, yeah, bro, police people, like, why are you a watchdog? Why are you a watchdog? Why are you watching me trying to catch me doing something wrong? It's like, what's wrong with you, bro? Leave me alone, man.
It's like when you were born. I mean, without any offense, because there are people who are really passionate about
that aspect. But
and obviously we do need some people to be police. You know,
man, I think we undermine our intelligence, dog.
Okay.
For me, I feel like if police didn't exist, crime won't exist. It's only when you know, you only speed because they say 120. But if there was no speed limit, dog, at some point you would just cruise.
Sure.
And you wouldn't care.
Sure.
You only do it because someone says there's a limit. Now you say, why are you putting a limit on me? That means I wanna do that.
Yeah.
You're provoking me, basically. Yeah. You say, yo, do it. Because the car, imagine, you're driving, your car says 240, the thing says 120, so I'm halfway of the capacity of this car I'm in.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But if that thing didn't exist, you would feel comfortable to drive at any speed.
Yeah.
At that any speed. You. Yeah, that pleases true. You and that's safe for you. True. You understand? But the lifestyle we are brought up into, man, is like, we think people controlling you is order, but it's not. It creates chaos and anarchy, man.
And it's clear that you are one of those people who are unlimitless.
Yeah, I don't like rules.
Because literally, I'm thinking about, okay, you are from this environment. Kontlung, they are telling you straight up, nope.
Yeah.
You're not gonna do art.
Yeah.
When you have to find a suitable career that will pay off, one that we know definitely is guaranteed job security for you.
Literally.
And then you go out and you, I don't know where you get the courage or where you get the crack, but you go out and you drop out of accounting and you pursue this art thing.
Yeah. Actually, I was employed for 5 years.
Talk to us about that.
You understand? So it's like,
being a black person, talk to us about that. Because, wow.
Five years. I gave myself 2 years, actually, when I got a job. I was like, yo, my game plan is still that. I'm going to do graphic design and all of these things, you know, like open my own production house company where I tell stories. Because one of my passions is that. It's teaching kids.
Sure.
You know, it's like, I feel like kids are the future, man. Sure. Like, you can never run away from that. Sure. And when you inspire kids, you inspire a whole generation of people, right?
Mm.
And my whole thing was based on that never kill the inner child in you. You know, that's very important, and the world will try soak it out. But the working period, I say, it gave me material. I won't lie. You know, something has to make you mad, bro. You know, something has to trigger you. It's like people have to offend you in your face for you to say this is fucked up. You know, I can't be belittled like this. I'm human. I'm not black.
Sure.
I'm human. Ish. You understand? And that's what you get from work places.
I'm not black. I'm OG.
I'm human. Jay-Z, man. You know, it's like, bro. Seriously, that you said that, like, now I'm thinking, like, you have okay. to adopt, like, gangster mentality. That is like, man, you can't put me in this box that you've created for yourself, that, oh, black people are only limited to this. You know, we take orders. You know, we raise our hands when we're not go to the toilet or something. I have to ask for permission for me to do something. It's like, who's asking that? Why white people are living free and we are kind of like boxed?
Sure.
You know that? And you have to ask yourself those things. And you see it in the workplace that white people get paid more for doing the same job you are doing. Way more.
And some don't even have the papers. Yeah. We have to talk
exactly,
about that.
Exactly, yeah. Right? Yeah. Some don't even have. They're just groomed. After school, I remember this one time, me and my friend, we were interns at the time. You understand? And there was this one time, we were making copies, bro. Imagine the whole day, you were at the printer making copies. And that's when, like, you're like, yeah, you have to save your time, what. So we're doing copies. And we see this other young boy come in. They said, like, he was a security guard. He was a white boy. He was a security guard. Sure. They bring him in the company. At that time, he's driving 1400. 1400, the car.
Yeah.
He's driving a 1400. Now he comes in, it's a bit rusty. After 3 months, that boy was a manager of a department.
That you guys were in?
Yeah. And then he buys a Mini Cooper.
From 1400 to 1400,
it has a mini. What an upgrade! I'm like, this guy is the same guy that they said he came in as a security guard.
Yeah.
Now he's a manager.
Yeah.
After 3 months.
Yeah.
Because he was shadowing a department. After that, he's the manager.
Sure.
Imagine everyone in that department, dog. People who've been there for 20 years. You know, there are people. There are people who become slaves for 20 years in someone's company, dog.
Mm.
Someone's company because they have to feed their family. And you see white people getting like a white pass, bro. It's like, oh, why? Yeah, here's some white privilege for you, my boy. You know, shine.
Now, what that does to you, what does it do?
It kills you, bro. Yeah. It kills you inside. It's like, so my future is determined on these people. Mm. And my whole livelihood is determined on me trying to impress them so they can see my hard work.
Mm.
You understand? I had... a guy that I used to work with, you know, he was the same age as me,
sure.
Right? He was married. He had a Golf 6 and a bike. He had a house. You understand? I think even some pets, you know, they have dogs and stuff like that. They'll tell you, like, yeah, we don't want kids. We have two dogs. You know, as if, like, those dogs replace kids. But, and then he used to say he doesn't know what white privilege is. I'm like, dog, you're the same age as me.
Mm.
You have a wife.
Mm.
You have a car.
Mm.
You have a house.
Mm.
You have a bike.
Mm.
You can choose which one you come with to work.
You can take it.
You
understand? Get there, man.
You understand? You don't have the stresses I have. You know, I come from a place where I'm working for my mom and my two sisters and my brother somewhere. You understand?
You had a golden ticket.
You telling me you don't know what white privilege is? You earn more than me, dog. You are married. You think I don't want to be married? You think I don't want to be, I don't want to have a house?
Sure.
You know? And at that time, like, I think I was living in Plain Street next to Noord.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm like, when I wake up, there's pee, 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 pee every day, dog, like outside. You know, like, people are going to work. I'm scared out of my life, me trying to get a taxi to here.
Mm.
You are comfortable.
Hmm.
And for them, it's like they don't see it. They don't see, because for them, it's like it's a born given right. It's like, yeah, this is the life we live. We deserve this. What are you talking about? You understand?
So help me understand this. So while you obviously are in accounting, are you also doing art on the side?
Does it
leave you, or is it one that sort of like tickles, you know, your fences to say, yo, don't sleep here.
Yeah.
You know,
be aware
of what's happening.
Yeah, I think I think I had to go through a very dark phase for that to happen.
Sure.
You know, I remember, and I was telling you that I gave myself 5 years, right?
Mm.
And then 2 years, and it took me 5 years to quit. And the reason being is like I started having panic attacks at some point in my career. You know, it's like you look at how hard you work. You know, I was even like going to school again so I can get promotions. You know, it's like at that time also your girl is sitting you here. It's like, yeah, we need money, dog. We need to do vacations and whatever. Your family, you need a house and whatever. So now you need to pump up the cheese. So I'm stressed, like, yo, these people are not seeing me. You understand? And you know, like, how fucked up that is. Like, someone has to see you.
See me
do what?
Mm.
You know, I'm working hard. They know I work hard.
Yeah.
But they're going to wait for what? That one fuck up. That one fuck
That's
up.
That's what they see.
They're going to wait for that one fuck up. Because they know, yeah, they know it's going to happen. They see you the whole 2 years, like they see you, it's like, hey, this guy is pushing. And there's like, yeah, you're getting promotions, yeah, you're getting salary increments. And then they wait for that one fuck up and they're like, oh yeah, man, your KRA score goes down. Mm. It's like, bro, count all the good I done. Count all the money I bring to this company.
Mm.
How much is it worth? You telling me that one fuck up that doesn't even cost the company money, cost me my promotion and my increment. You understand?
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing. It's like, It's not okay, bro. You know, it's not okay. It's like you start doubting yourself or belittling yourself. So the depression kicked in and all of these things. And my only remedy was art. I won't lie. I started drawing on my table, bro. At some point, I didn't care. The work table. I would literally
still remember the.
I would literally, like, you see, like, there was always post-it notes on my desk, yeah, right? And like I would always do sketches and paste them on my monitors. Mm. And like, because like I had two monitors, sure, and a laptop on the side.
Yeah.
It's like, so I'd always like post them around, and that kind of triggered me. It's like, yo, bro, you used to love doing this, you know. And that's where graphic design started, like, now becoming, it's like, oh, I need an exit plan quick now.
Mm.
Okay, then I became, like, I started doing graphics and drawing portraits of people on the side and stuff like that. And I became good at it, you know, like, you keep practicing. And there was that thing, it's like, oh, let me start investing in art materials now. Let me just do these things, you know. And before I knew it, I was like, I'm fed up, and I quit. I quit, and I went into graphic design. And then COVID hit. Then I was like, oh, fuck, shit, no.
What now?
Not now, bro.
Yeah.
You know, not now. And I feel like it became the toughest year of my life. Where at a time where I thought I was catching a break. Because when I left my job, I had clients. And I had retainers, you know, like people were paying me monthly.
Sure.
And when COVID hit, it affected those companies because they are small black-owned companies.
Mm.
Now they get directly affected.
Mm.
You know, it's like, oh, damn, these people can't pay me. That means now I lose my income.
Sure.
Now I'm stressing out.
Yeah.
I went from designing a logo for 3,000. Now it's like, I even want that 300.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, give me that, bro. Do you want a logo?
Yeah.
Do you want a logo, bro? Let me design you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you even do work for free for people to see you now, because you now you're in survival mode again.
Hmm.
You know, but it also, like, it kind of changed my perspective. I think COVID also was a blessing in disguise, because that's the fire I'm telling you. It's like, you have to go through the fire sometimes to know how certain things feel like. You know, you have to be tested to say, are you really hungry for this thing?
Mm.
Are you really going to be faithful to this cause that you say you are?
Mm.
You know, and everything has its own stages. And I feel like it was a time for me to be faithful to my craft, to say, I'm not going to back down.
Mm.
My family told me I'm crazy, literally, bro. Like, they were like, you lost your mind, you study, you smoke weed and all of this shit. It's like, yeah, bro, like, I need some clarity, you know. And that was a phase in my life where weed did miracles for me, man. I won't lie. It helped me deal with my internal self.
Sure.
You know, and that's one thing that most people avoid. Who are you without anything? I let go of everything. Remember, like, when you quit your job, you quit the comfortability of everything.
Of course.
Of you buying yourself a fucking nice shoe. And be like, yes, sis. Yeah, I look good. I feel good. You know, now you're like, I don't know where the next R5 is coming from.
Shit.
I don't know. I don't know. And I'm like, this is where now faith works. Mm. You start remembering, it's like, hey, I was Christian at some point.
You know, like landing at all.
Yeah, you're landing at all. It's like faith now has to come in for you. And that's the time. It's like everything has to go through the fire.
Mm.
That's where you remember, it's like, it's the fire, bro.
Mm.
It's nothing personal. It's just that thing. It's like, are you gonna wake up even when no one's paying you? Are you gonna improve the craft even no one's paying you? Are you gonna do it consistently over and over and over again? Because most people won't. And that's the thing. You have to be willing to do it for free, my guy. If you really want it, you have to be willing to do it for free.
Sure.
For free, free. It's like, yo, I don't care, bro. I don't care. As long as I do this thing, I'll be fine. Bro, there was a time in my life where, like, even most of my friends were using me. And it was like, I don't care, bruh. It's okay. And you know it. Deep down in your heart, you know. You know, like, we can't really lie to ourselves and each other.
Sure.
It's like, you always feel the energy in the room, man. You always know what's honest and what's not.
You know, when you say that, so there's a thing that you did there. I don't care what you show me.
Yeah.
What you hide is the scary part.
It's the scary part.
Yeah.
That's the scary part. Because you can't hide it. Because deep down I know. Now it's like, wow, what kind of intentions do you have?
Mm.
You know, what kind of intentions do you have? Why are you like double-sided? And most of it, like you see, like in my work, that's why like sometimes I have multi-faces.
Sure.
It's things like that. It's like, it's the masks we wear. Mm. It's like, man, I can see through the facade. Or, you know, you can see through the fake smile. You see, even, you know, even white people when they smile.
Yeah. Yeah, you feel it. Like, my God. No.
Like, bro, that's not genuine, my guy. That's not genuine, bro.
Hold up.
Yeah, it's like, that's not genuine. It's like, why got to try to get stroke, bro? It's like, what's a lang talk, you know? And I feel like as people, we need to address things like that. It's sure. Like, yo, man, like, you're giving me some weird vibe. What's going on? You know? And I think the more we become honest, man, life becomes easy, dog. You know, you don't have baggage. You don't feel like you're lying to yourself. You don't feel like you're lying to people. Like, things become easy. The weight of life just becomes easy. Like, yo, yeah, even when things don't make sense, you're like, I'm light, dog. You know, I'm light.
Yeah.
You know, I won't lie. Like, I haven't had a headache in more than 4 years, bro. A headache. I don't take grandpa. I don't take whatever. I don't get headaches. And that came from me being faithful to me and always self-improving to say, I'm going to be faithful to my diet.
Sure.
I'm going to always try to eat good food that nurture this body. Because I understand that this is the only thing I have on this world.
Mm.
If it malfunctions, I'm fucked. You know, if I start twitching here, I'm fucked. You understand? Yeah, it's like, yeah, now you're gonna have to take pills for this pain that's here. You know, so it's a thing where we have to prioritize self-love, I think, in most cases. And art gave me that.
Mm.
You know, it became a language where now it's not just about art or people. It came about, how do I heal myself? And from healing myself, I was able to heal people.
Sure.
Indirectly, not even knowing sometimes, you know. Because people will come into my space and say, yo, Kat, bro, I won't lie, you just did miracles to me.
Yeah. Because it's weird that you say that, because, I mean, I think that's how we discovered the place, right?
Mm.
Like, we were just passing by, exploring the Maboneng, and then something must have, you know, directed us. I think it's a higher, you know, divine that said, yo, just pass by that place and see. And when we got here, I was telling you earlier on, I was like, damn, it provoked me so much that when I went out, I felt like my whole entire existence was a lie.
Mm.
You know, like, I felt like I wasn't living up to my fullest potential, or I wasn't even, you know, fulfilling my purpose on this earth, you know. Mm. And I wanted to ask you, Ogoti, you pursuing that, and obviously when you just go into the space, it's intentional in the fact that it speaks to provoke black people to think, you know, but also it depicts what's currently happening in society. It also depicts our history, you know, and there's just these dots that connect, you know. Why do you think your art is important, and why are you intentionally I wouldn't even say maybe you speak, because I think it's universal. You're speaking to the world.
Yeah.
You know, because one of the quotes on the wall says, ignorance can be passed down, you know, generations to generations. Mm. So I don't think it's specifically looking at one face, because you did say, you said to me, freedom is when we don't see
color. But it exists. It's like,
sure.
It's like, for me, it's not if we don't see color.
Sure.
It's when we don't think that we are black.
So there's a difference.
Yeah. It's because we are. There is color.
Yeah.
Color's there.
Yeah.
We are melaninated people.
Yeah.
We are dark-skinned people.
Sure.
But the black thing, bro, it's a mindset that was given to us. It's like, yo, black is not safe. You know what I'm saying? Even like bad things happen when you talk. It's like, look, if you, I want to threaten you, like, yeah, you're blackmailing me. You're whatever. It's like, bro, what's up with this black thing, bro? You know, it's like a curse. In a way, it's like, yeah, it's like umnyama. You know, things like there's no positive anything when it comes to things like that.
Sure.
And it's like, who decides who's white and who's black, and like on what basis? And why are you, bruh, look at it like this. Like I was telling you earlier on, like, if I wear a hoodie, a black hoodie even, I'm considered a thug. If I walk in the street and like people, like literally if I walk with a white person on the same street, like he will literally cross the street because I'm unsafe. But they can bomb us and they're the most safest people in the world. It's like, bro, look at your history. You kill people, innocent people.
Sure.
You bomb kids.
Sure.
You know, when you look at it, it's like their history is not, it's not pretty, man. Like it's not like fun and roses.
So
and
much blood.
It's bloodshed, yeah, bro. It's bloodshed. Yeah. And we who like have nothing to do with that, and we are labeled as like dangerous. Mm. Yeah, you are dangerous, winner. You are a molester, you're a rapist, you're whatever. It's like, well, where did this come from? I'm not any of those things. I'm human. He's like, it's not even I'm human. Like, we should even start saying I'm a god, bro.
Because
I'm from God, so I'm God. Anyway, you know? And it puts pride. Like, imagine, like, your kids knowing that's like, yo, man, like, I'm not just a mere human. I'm a god.
Simply.
Yeah, simple. And I don't have to justify it to anyone.
I like,
you
know, that.
That's how I feel.
That's how I feel.
You know, because...
Not crazy.
No one's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone who's deemed crazy by the industry is actually a genius.
Mm.
Yeah. Everyone deemed crazy,
it's a label
because they don't want a black person to be confident.
Mm.
They don't want us to feel powerful.
Mm.
They don't want us to dominate and feel like, yeah, I can conquer the world. It's like, man, I want to conquer the world because I feel it in my body. It's telling me. My ancestors are telling me, like, my blood is screaming. It's like, yo, I'm greatness out here. So, but when we belittle ourselves, then we do small things. That's where now we become dancers on commercials. Have you seen that advert that black women are dancing on their periods?
Yeah.
Always ultra.
Always.
Dun, 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 dun. It's like, bro.
That's not even the
That's
game.
That's not reality, bro. That's not reality, bro. We see our women when they're on their period. It's not a fun thing.
Man, my man.
It's not a fun thing. Their hormones are all over the place.
Sure.
Bona, they're
it's
dancing.
It's not a fun thing. That's true.
They're dancing.
True.
They're dancing. Like, all we do, bro, like, it's we are labeled as entertainers.
Mm.
Entertainers, influencers and whatever. But when it comes to real decision making, we are not there.
It's crazy that you mentioned that, Ed, because... In your exhibition, right? You start off with a poster that speaks about pain.
Yeah.
Pain is abstract.
Yeah, pain is right? Pain is not abstract.
Pain is not abstract,
yeah.
Right? And there's a part where you say, obviously, I am born with a black label in a white man's land, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I'm trying to put this together is because you spoke about it. Yeah, what I'm trying to say is, so this advertise, right?
Mm.
It sort of takes away that, because of, even on the ad, it's mostly black women
it's
that
not
are
even
dancing.
Mostly, it's black
it's
women.
It's black
women.
I understand. So it takes away the fact that, yes, this natural thing that they are going through, this natural experience, is like when they feel it, they dance. And that's what you talk about on the poster. But I want you to like break it down and elaborate, and why is it important for you to open your exhibition with that
Because when you look at it, we act like pain is not real, mm-hmm. you know. As you were mentioning that, it's like I also mentioned that we are meant to look strong even when we feel pain, because when you express your feeling of that pain, it's deemed as weakness. But and then you go hang yourself. That's right. Then you go hang yourself. Now then you go like, yeah, because no one allowed you to say, man, this is fucked up. Bro, what we went through as a country is traumatic.
Sure.
Our ancestors, our grandfathers, what they went through was traumatic.
Sure.
That was pain. And it was passed down to us. That is trauma that we have never dealt with. We have never dealt with. That's why we have anger issues. We are drinking. We are doing all these things. Because we don't understand what's really happening. Because no one is saying, yo, guys, we need healing. We need healing. I need to talk to someone. I need a hug. I need something. Mm. You understand? It's not as a guy, be strong. I'm like, let's go drink. What's that going to solve at the end of the day? Because when you're sober, those things are 10 times worse. They're 10 times worse than when you started. You understand? It's like you're actually digging yourself a hole because you don't know where to get help from. Mm. We don't talk about pain, bro. We need to, like, pain is real, my guy.
It's a thing.
What we went through was real. It's funny, like, there's this new movement now of black people where when you're a black person, you're scared of dogs. They're like, hey, Mwena, get over your fears. I was like, bro, do you know what dogs did to us?
Yeah.
Do you know being chased by a dog in the hood?
Yeah.
Because you did nothing, you were just black. You were just black, minding your own business. And then they're like, nah, Elenja, sabovi. You understand?
Yeah.
Bro, that's trauma. That's generational trauma that's been passed down, bro. Most of us are more scared than others because trauma is different. Pain is different for all of us.
Mm.
And we need to be sensitive with everyone, bro. It's like, yo, we go through a lot. We go through a lot and we act like we're strong. It's like, yo, bro, that's not cool, man. That's really not cool. Because that's why people now take guns and kill the whole family. Because you don't have an escape. You understand? There's so much pressure on you. A man is a provider. A man is a what? A man is what? Yo, bro, sometimes I want to break down because life doesn't make sense.
Deal with the pain.
Yeah, deal with the pain. Life doesn't make sense sometimes. But we don't have those safe spaces. We don't have those things because all we think about is deflecting. It's like you deflect. It's like, ah, this thing is not real, my guy. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Because depression is not something that is cured by pills or whatever. That's why it's like, I liked when Zuma was like, yo, lentele yenzabalungu. You know? But what he was trying to say is this, like, depression is spiritual. It's your body telling you that what you're doing to yourself is not okay. And it's telling you to wake up. It's not a thing like I need to go to the doctor and they give you antidepressants. That's numbing you. That's taking out the feeling. Imagine if you drive a car and when it says like empty tank there, you take out that light. It's like young step out.
And you don't feel in the
background. Yeah, you don't wanna see it. It's there though. You understand? And that's what these medications they put us on. They drug us so that we get numb to the world. Bro, I have people that like have told me like, yo man, like when you are on those things, like you nothing makes sense. It's like there's a void inside of your soul. Bro, we are more than these bodies, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We are more than these bodies are carrying who we are. We are not these bodies.
Yeah,
and your inner self is telling you that, yo, the life you are living is a lie. That's why you're depressed. That's why people around you don't make sense because you've built a lie around you. You've built a lie around you. You and your friends are fake to each other. You tell each other lies. We act like being honest is hate. You know, it's like, man, we need to be honest. If I really love you, I have to tell you the truth.
Sure. Bro.
And the truth is not always nice. That's one thing we have to deal with. Sometimes the truth hurts. The lie is actually the soothing thing. It's like, it's like, I can lie to you. It's like, rub you around. It's like, yeah, baby, don't worry. It's fine. You know? But it's not.
There's a part where you say, we lie because we've been taught to.
Yeah, we're trying to survive. Yes. Yeah, we lie because we're trying to survive.
So lying is part of survival.
It's a coping mechanism.
It's a coping mechanism.
It's a coping mechanism.
Sure.
It's that. It's like you need to survive in a way. And sometimes you have to play the game, and manipulation is also part of the game.
Sure.
So you understand? So certain things you have to lie about, you know, like get your way through. And that's the reality of things. You know, it can't always be smooth sailing. Mm. You know, we are people. No one's perfect, bro. Damn. No one's perfect. Like, we all have mistakes, but we have a responsibility to each other. I feel like we are a community. You understand? So if I think as an individual, it's a very dangerous mindset, because I can do everything to protect this individual in the expense of harming other people.
Mm.
True. And that's actually the toxic trait we learn from being individuals and not thinking about each other. It's like, yo, what I do affects you in a way. You know what I mean? Because me and you are part of the same body, whether we like it or not. We are here on earth together, and we share space and time. You understand? And we have to make those things meaningful. Hmm. That's why it's like I feel like as African people, we need time to imagine, because we don't have that. We are on survival mode, bro. We don't have time to even think about our future.
True.
To say, yo, what if we are sitting together here on a table, what can we do? How can we change our lives? How can we change our communities? You know, how can we build better schools? How can we build better farms for ourselves? You know, how can we build better community centers and arts and like everything, things that edify us, things that like actually feed into our souls, man. You know, because that's the important part. You know, you can't be on survival mode. Is that what we are born for?
No.
To survive.
No. So how do you even get to that state where you understand what you were born for? Because like you said, I mean, hey, we're in a red race, eh? We're in a red race.
Because we're in a materialistic world, man. It's like we feel like when you don't have the latest things, you're missing out.
Mm.
It's like, who's benefiting from these things that we want?
Mm.
Who's really benefiting? Mm. When you look at it, who owns these companies?
Who's
benefiting? Because it's not us. It's really not us.
Is it the Nigerians?
Man, Nigerians are our brothers, man. I feel like we need to like also look at that on a different level. Because sure. It's crazy that we can call Nigerians foreigners and makwerekwere and things like that, but you will never call a Chinese person that.
Sure.
You never call a white person that.
Sure.
You know, I was even saying white people don't belong in Africa, man. You know, and it's the honest truth, but it's something that we never say, that they are not from this land. They came from somewhere else. They are Caucasian people that came to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get white people who tell you that they're South African. It's like, can you as an African say you are Chinese?
Nah.
So why are they South African? How can they
be? Claimed it.
You understand? Mm, that's the thing. That's the white privilege thing that they talk about. It's like you just go in people's lands and you claim things and you say, yeah, I'm this
and that
and that and whatever.
So don't you get scared sometimes when you're creating this art? Because most of it is, like I was saying, thought provoking.
Yeah.
Also, most of it might come across as offensive.
Yeah.
You know, and like you are right now sharing like your thought in real time, and you're saying that I mean, I must have lost my train of thought, but what I wanted to ask you is, sometimes it seems to be dangerous,
mm-hmm.
when you're creating this art. Don't you feel like sometimes the art that you're creating might drive away like foreign customers?
Yeah.
You know, people maybe who are not in your skin, yeah. or people who don't think like you, or people who don't look like you.
So that's another thing.
Yeah.
When you really think, you risk offending people, and that's the price you pay.
Hey.
When you think, you if I don't think, I'll fall in line, but if I think outside what I was told, I risk offending people, and that's the risk I'm willing to take. Fear is not real, my friend. Fear is not real.
Yeah.
Fear is a concept that's made up to bind us into these things. It's like, oh, I'm scared. I'm scared of what? What are you really scared of? What are you really scared of? Saying your honest truth, owning up to who you are. Are you scared of that? Like, what are you scared of? Bro, we are the majority.
Sure.
Africans are the majority everywhere in the world. When you look at our numbers, we can conquer if we want to, but we are scared of what? A lie we were told, that we are not powerful. Who told us that? Have you seen how we are built, my guy?
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. We're strong people, man. We're strong people. We have resilience. We're smart. We're intelligent. We are all these things that we are scared. It's like we are scared of being ourselves. We are scared of being the powerhouse that we really are. Of
being our own mental masters.
Yeah, get away from that thing. It's like, I'm scared. I'm scared people are going to see me like this. Like, yo, fuck what people think.
Yeah.
Because people don't think. Why are you you're scared that people might think? But
do you think people don't think, or maybe people are not thinking the right things?
Yeah, but a lot of also what I'm trying to say is, like, most people are dumb too, man.
Sure,
you understand. And it's not to offend anyone. It's to say, it's like, yo, we need to equip ourselves with knowledge, and we need to speak from a level of understanding. You understand? It's like, you can't just say things. You have to back them up with information. That's why it's good. It's good to learn new things, to get out of your comfort zone. You know, to see other places, travel to other places, see how other people think. You understand? And then come back and be like, who am I? Who am I? You understand? Why are white people not scared to belittle you? When are you scared of belittling them? You understand? It's a trauma response, dog.
That's true.
It's a trauma response. We are scared because we've been trained to be scared.
Also, they've been indoctrinated too. Because, you know, I once read this article that was speaking. So this guy was talking about, he's a Afrikaner, and he was talking about how when they are growing up from church, see, in our churches they preach different things.
Yeah.
In those churches, when they are there, they remind them, don't forget, you is a God.
Yeah.
You are superior.
Yeah.
These are your values. Mm-hmm. The schools that they go in, they teach them the same thing. That's why now what's happening is, when you see that most of these privileged, high-profile schools, when black people start coming in numbers, most of these Caucasians, white kids, or privileged kids,
they leave.
Because there's certain value systems, there's certain indoctrinations that they need to live up to. So obviously now, when we are there, and now it's a whole mixed race,
now it doesn't work. We know the secret.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, now we are infiltrating their systems. Yes. You understand? But my thing is, that's like, let's stop wanting to be included by white people. Let's build our own infrastructures. Bro, you understand? It's like, we have people like Bomutse, but dog, I feel like, you know, like, if people like that can exist, that means, like, we have a chance to build what we really want to build. You know, we have billionaires now, black billionaires, right?
But are they the right representation of what you are talking about?
That's the thing.
Because it always seems like they are just puppets.
I would like to think some of them have a conscience.
Sure.
I would like to think that, you understand? Because we there's strength in numbers, dog. You understand? As much as we want, we think we can fight on our own, we need strategies. We need a plan. You understand? We need to sit down and have a plan and say, why do we... Bro, I was even...
Marcus Garvey.
You know, I was... Yeah. You need to mobilize as black people and stick together. Because look at it like this. If all black people didn't wake up on one Monday morning, guess what? Nothing happens. All black people don't wake up and sit at home on a Monday morning, all white companies go down, bro.
Sure.
That's the power we possess. Now we need to know that we have that power. If we all say today we are not buying at ShopRite, at Checkers, at whatever, all those stores close down, all of them, if we just decide, one decision can cripple the whole industry. One decision. That's the power we have. Now we must be gods for real, bro.
Yeah.
Let's use the power.
And I like that, because you are using your power, and you obviously had an exhibition. What was your intention with this exhibition that you were doing?
It's to share enlightenment. Enlightenment, sure. You know, and consciousness. Because as I was telling you earlier, this was a healing space for me. You know, this is where I got rid of the indoctrinations, the lies and everything that I've been fed, that I'm not enough and I need to stick to a line. Sure. And all of these things. And like, for me, it's like, I know there are other people that think like me. And I know there's a lot of them. And my thing is to get access to those people as much as I can. You understand? And for me, it says like, you need to amplify your voice as a person, because it's said that there's a saying that says like, a prophet is not loved where he's from. And that's true, because people know you for, oh my God, this is Katleho, bro, we know him from that day. It's like, what is he telling us? Bro? Like, ah, I know you. You understand? So it's that, but because we have this a fake pride thing that we want to protect. Like, yeah, you can't tell me anything when you're a black person. And that's another toxic trait that we have, that we don't know how to sharpen each other as black people.
Sure.
We don't know how. It's like, yo man, iron sharpens iron. Tell me what I know. Tell me what you know. Let me tell you what I know. You understand? And when I tell you something you don't know, don't make it look like I'm belittling you. I'm not. I'm sharing light, my guy. Knowledge is light. I'm not smarter. No one is smarter than anyone, but there are people who have more knowledge than other people. That is true, because other people don't read. Other people don't look at information outside the news. We must stop watching the news, people. It's like you're allowing white people to lie to you in your face, bro.
Propaganda,
dog. We're always watching these things. Like, always check who owns these platforms, who own these companies, all these brands you like. Check who owns them. We're busy praising about Versace and all of these things. Like, who owns them? Though that money doesn't come back to the black community,
well,
bro.
We know, Lika.
It doesn't. And the more we are conscious of the fact that if I spend money but it's not circulating in the black community, that means I'm losing money. You should look at how Chinese move. Chinese people buy from Chinese people.
Yep.
Indian people buy from Indian people. White people buy from white people.
Yep.
We buy from everyone.
Yeah.
We buy from everyone. What's wrong with us, bro?
True.
I even heard this one girl was like, hey, abalungu bahlanga niphila ne. Bayenza ama idolo, bayenza yonke into. Mina vele ngeke ngithenge isitolo nisemntomnyama vele.
Ngeke. I was like,
because also that's another thing. Our standards are low. That's another thing. We don't take pride in what we do, bro. Bro, I'm even saying, like, even when you're selling the most unhealthiest thing, take pride in what you do, man. No, provide quality. Make someone excited by something that they bought from you. It's like, yo man, this was made by a black person. This was made by my neighbor.
But do we want to be those people who go around saying this was made by a black person? This is high quality and it's made by Oket?
Bro, let me,
because you spoke something about moving away sometimes from the labeling, you know, and just being human.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that it's like, I'm saying we are human, but you can't take away race, my guy.
You can't
take away race. Hence, I was telling you, it's like black Chinese people buy from Chinese people because they love Chinese people. Look, I love black people, and like, it's sad that I have to call them black people, because we are not black. We are African people. We are gods. You understand? And we were not supposed to be at the bottom. Bro, when you learn your history, it's like, yo, we were high up there, bro.
Sure.
We possessed the highest knowledge. The white people came to Africa to learn about philosophy and art and music and all these things.
From us.
You understand? Now they flip the script and act like Alexandra and Columbus and all of these people. I was like, bro, who are those people? Because they blot out our names from history, and they act like, no, black people's history starts from slavery. Yeah. It doesn't. Black history is big. It's broad. We build things that black people can't even figure out today. White people can't figure out today. It's like, how did we build these structures?
Sure.
How we
be still studying them.
They're still studying them. It's like, how were we able to build a building that generates electricity not from cables? We didn't need Eskom, bruh.
That's true. So what space do you get into when you're creating these exhibitions? Because I could imagine it's a lot.
It's a lot. I won't
it's
lie.
Really a lot.
When you're an independent artist, you fund all of your things.
Sure.
And I won't lie, it's a blessing that you find people who share the vision you have. And those people are godsend, you know. And even people like you guys, it's like it's those things where you the vibration you're on always attracts the people that also are vibrating on that level. That's why you always have to raise your vibration. You know, you always have to take it high and high and say, we are gods, we are not human. Because being human is a low vibration, because that's where you operate from fear, sure. from lust, sure. from all these things. That's the jealousy and stuff like that. That's like, that's low level stuff, man. We have to operate on love and joy and abundance, you know. We have to think about abundance even before we have it. It's like, yo, we are abundant people because this is our land.
This is
our land. So now we have to act like landowners, not just mere people trying to find a job. It's like all your life where and then you're trying to find. Bro, look at how it's so sad that most of our people are security guards. Security guards. You went to school wearing uniform. Now you're working, you're wearing uniform.
Sure.
Where's the pride? Where's the dignity in those things? You're guarding $1 million building, but you're getting paid $600 a week. What is that, bro? What is that? You know, we need to take back our power and our pride, dog. We need to say no. Not like this.
But where do we start?
Because I feel like we never want to sacrifice. That's the problem. You know, remember when how Mugabe, Robert Mugabe was crucified
sure.
for the decisions he made for his people.
Sure.
Do you know now, like in Zimbabwe, when you go to a shop, everything is made in Zimbabwe. Black Zimbabweans own their land. We don't own our land. 90% of our land is owned by foreigners.
Yeah, that's true.
90% of African land. Imagine. Zimbabwe owns their land. They own their resources. We can act like we are better than them, but we are not. We are actually not. On actual fact, they are way ahead of us. They are way ahead of us. They control their food. They eat food from their own ground. You don't know where your food comes from. Your food comes from ShopRite. You know where ShopRite gets their food? Do you know tough, what? Like, you understand?
Yeah, as a 30-year-old today, if you had to bring me seeds and say plant... Hey, I'd have to first hit that Google or that YouTube, how to plant a cabbage.
A cabbage. But also, that's a privilege too. I think that, you understand, it's like now, because we always say like, oh, we don't have people. It's like, now you can Google that thing.
Google that thing.
Go on YouTube, man. Yeah. Go on YouTube, learn some skills. That's what I'm saying. It's like, we need to be informed and get the right information and always compare sources. Because there are people who lie out here. Sometimes we act like everything we see online is the truth, and it's not. You understand? There are people spreading propaganda, bro.
Always.
There are always people spreading propaganda. And Americans are full of propaganda, dog. And we are Americanized when you look at it. Everything we like is American. It's like, where is our own heritage? Where is our own pride? What is our own intelligence and significance? You know, we need to go back and draw from those things. We need that, bro. We need to sit down and plan and be like, what is our 10-year plan? What's our 50-year plan? What's our 100-year plan? You understand?
Clearly, we haven't been okay.
We haven't been okay, bro. Since we were born.
It's a lot.
We haven't been okay, dog.
It's a lot.
Because we were born black. Now ask yourself, who made you black? Because your creator didn't make you black. Your creator, the God of God, of heaven and earth, didn't make you black.
He made me what?
He made you a God, because he's a God.
Sure.
That's, Jay-Z said that.
Yeah.
Yes, self-image. You are God, because you were made by the image of God. So you are a God. It makes you a God, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. As much as some of the parts of the Bible were very influenced, there's serious knowledge that we can draw from that, you know.
So how can us as young people, like, I mean, starting points, right? Because now we we spoke about the challenges and but we need to get to a point where we also start providing solutions for every challenge, because we can't always dwell on the challenges
The challenges are just there for us to highlight that we need a solution. Sure. And for me, I always say no one man has all the solutions.
Sure.
No one, hence I'm saying, I'm about community. Mm. If all of us start sitting down and come up with plans for ourselves, the solution will come. Because it takes us to disagree and agree, because we can never always agree. That's another thing.
That's true. Right?
But we have to work together. That's crucial, dog. You know, that's crucial for our own future. You know, for us to build, we have to work together. And we have to choose a side. We really have to choose a side. It's like, yo, what side are you on? You know, you can't just like always like, hey, Mina, I'm this side, I'm that side. Yeah. It's like, we have to
choose. And in reality, how many sides? Because if we have to choose.
Man, choose people who look like you, bro.
Choose
people who look like you and who think like you.
Not people who have the same values as you.
That's all I'm saying. Sometimes it's also values.
Yeah.
Because also, yeah, they're good white people. But I can't speak for all white people.
Sure.
You understand? I can't speak for all his Chinese people, but I know black people. But I also know that there are black people who are traitors and snitches and rats.
And
I know that too.
Yep.
You understand?
Yep.
That I know. That's why you have to be smart too. Hence, you need to people who are like-minded like you first and build from that. But we need to build in the mindset that we're building for our people, because we are at the lower end, bro. We are at the lower end. Now it's like, how do we put ourselves on the world stage the way we deserve to be? You know, and be key players. You know, we look at Africa like it's a foreign continent. We always trying to go to Europe and America. It's like, well, why don't you want to travel our own continent? What's so sad about people who look like us? You know, it's like we never want to be around people who look like us. You know, I feel like we need to fall in love with this brown skin. Really love this brown skin and love the people who look like you.
Love people who look like you.
Love people who look like you, man. Let's stop calling Zimbabweans amakwerekwere and stuff. Like, they're not stealing your jobs, bro.
Sure.
They're just working hard. I think that's one thing we can learn from them. Work hard. Those people work hard.
Whether
we like it or not, they work hard.
Wait, are they not stealing our jobs?
Are they? Why people have stolen your land? We're talking about jobs. Why is people stole your land? You're talking about jobs.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Let's talk about real criminals out here, man.
The real foreigners,
dog.
Sure.
Zimbabweans are not taking anything from you. Nigerians are not taking anything from you. You're just jealous because you don't think like them. You jealous because they're prospering in your own land, because you lazy. You lazy. They take advantage of what we have. Those people read and learn. They come here to make money and they do that. You are watching Netflix, watching Mzansi Magic the whole day.
The people's channel.
Ah, bro. No, gents. Like, we need to be honest, bro.
Sure.
You can't be chilling there, doing nothing and say someone's stealing your job. White people stole your land. You're fighting for a job from a white person. Like, are you serious? Your ancestors are, like, looking at you like, look at this dumb boy.
Yep.
You know? We should be making our own jobs. We should be employing them.
Yeah.
These white foreigners.
Yeah.
We should be employing them.
Because we,
but we are begging them for jobs.
We have the capability.
You understand?
Yeah.
So let's not think like that, bro. No one's stealing your job. No one's taking your job. No one's taking your bread from you. You're just lazy. We need to be honest with each other. We are lazy as South Africans. Mostly we are lazy. Look at how our women are so fat, bro. We are lazy. Our men have mukawa this size, bro.
Sure.
That's not okay, my guy. That's not okay. It's not okay. It's not a good image. It's really not, because it's working against you. It's sad as a man when you can't see your own penis, bro. Come on, think about that. No.
Microscope.
Oh, bro. You're 30. You know that 30-year-olds, bro.
Yeah, true.
I was like, It's your diet, my guy. It starts there. It's the food you eat. It's the food you eat. What you put in you is who you are.
True.
And if you don't watch out for that, bro, like, you're going to have problems. Men's health can't help you, dog. You need to eat right. You need to go, you need to research what to eat. What to eat. And most of what we eat is not supposed to be in our bodies.
Can you suggest?
Bro, first of all, meat is not supposed to be in your body. Starch is not supposed to be in your body. That's every black man's diet, that right there.
Sure.
And everywhere you go, we are being sold starch and sugar. And sugar, we're busy drinking about Coke. People don't drink water, but they say water doesn't taste nice. It's like, you're gonna die. You're gonna die, bro. Your whole body's made up of water. What are you saying that you don't drink water right now? You know, drink water, man. Hydrate yourself. Be in the sun. You understand? The sun is your best friend. You know, be in the sun. Eat fruits. Eat vegetables.
Sure.
Eat those things. Those are natural foods that make up you, bro. Like, your whole body's made up like fruits and vegetables.
Sure.
That's your DNA. You know, your body needs H3O2. You get that from plants. You get that from fruits. You need to put those things in your body so you can think right. We're busy, like, having anxiety and all of these things. It's like, we are eating stressed out animals, and we are surprised why we are stressed out. Stressed out animals. I don't want to speak on you, man, but I have to, dog. You know, we have to speak on these things, gents. You know, we really have to. There are people who were killed for speaking the truth. People should check out Dr. Sebi, dog. It's like, that guy spoke on foods that should be in our system, yeah, and what we should be avoid. Yeah. You understand? Yeah. Alkaline diet. Yeah, we are alkalinic people. You understand? So you have to be on that frequency, because food is frequency. And meat is low frequency, my guy. Meat is low frequency. Bread that we're busy buying at the shop. We're busy. Like, bro, bread is made up of three ingredients, dog. But your bread can last for a whole week on your shelf. You don't even ask yourself why. Why? Where does it come from?
Yeah.
How is it that every household in the world can have bread in the morning? Where does it come from? How do you even know how long that thing lasts for? Apparently, there's a chemical. You should research. There's a chemical inside bread. Apparently, it's human hair. That's how it lasts long.
Apparently.
Check it out. Just check your loaf. Check out all those ingredients in there, and what are those things? Start doing yourself that favor. Always, when you buy something, check the ingredients. Check what they really are. You'll be surprised about the things we eat, dog.
Shit.
You'll be so surprised about what we eat. So surprised. You'll realize that people who own these companies have mastered us, because they study us. They studied us, dog. They studied us.
Is that the reason why you think the industry, especially your industry, is against people like you, people who make provocative and
conscious art? Yeah, it's that, because you need to dumb people down. You know, you need to set the standard so low that people don't even think. You know, because that's the thing, is like, we act like when we exercise free thought, you offend people. It's like, yeah, let me offend you. Why are you offended? Why don't you ask yourself that question? Why are you offended? Why is it that what I'm saying offends you? I'm only saying it. Why does it touch you so bad? You know, because I'm not in control of your feelings. Why are you touched? It should be that. Stop telling people that they're offending you. You ask yourself, why are you offended? Well, maybe there you'll get healing for yourself. It's like, oh yeah, the problem is me. The problem is not outside us, bro. The problem is always us.
It's always us.
It's always us. Sometimes we hate people because they say the truth. That's why we hate them, because they say the truth that we don't want to acknowledge and confront. Because we like people who lie to us.
Yeah.
That's why we want to tell people, like, when you're fat, it's okay, my friend, live your best life. You're going to die, bro. You're going to die of kidney failure. You know, you imagine when earthquakes are happening, you're not going to run. You don't know how to run. You know, it's a disadvantage. We should be honest with ourselves. It's a disadvantage to be big. To have a big body is a disadvantage. You need to be flexible. You need to know how to use this body. This body is a tool, my guy. It's a tool. You need to know how to jump from that place to that place. You need to know how to lift up your own body if you have to. We are just weak. We're really weak. And we celebrate being weak. It's like, oh my God, we're gonna die, bro. Shit. You should check out people. People are training. They're in Japan, bro. They learn how to kick you here. They can break your neck.
Yeah, that's
They can
true.
Break your neck with one kick where now you're chilling, watching Mzansi Magic. It's like, bro, like, can we stop watching? What's that channel? Mocha Love. Can we really stop? Hey, that's some dumbass shit, bro. Yo, bro, I won't lie. People who make that content, I hate black people, bro. People who make that content, I won't lie, they hate black people.
Why do you say that, though?
Bruh, that, is that a true depiction of what we want to be? You know, what you look at is what you are,
bro. Wait, I'm not sure about it. It being a true depiction of what we wanna be, but somewhere somehow doesn't it have that true depiction of what's really happening currently?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
is that what we wanna be? If you watch something, that means that's what you wanna be. If you feed your mind that, that's what you are. If you watch people killing each other, you're gonna start killing people.
Sure.
So. Yeah, so that's the thing, right? It's like you're laughing at yourself. Yeah, literally. But people watch Jola Nana because they're laughing at themselves, like, ah, pay patile leana, pay patile mina bang patanga. You know, that's it. That's the only thing why we love these shows, because we are laughing at someone's pain, but it's also your thing. It can come to you, but you're just laughing because it's not you at that time.
Mm.
That's what makes it funny. But we need to stop and say, is that okay, though? Is that what we really want in our societies? Is that what we want? We want to, like, there's that, I saw the other one, they're busy dancing on coffins. Is that what we want for ourselves? Nah. Is that what we want for ourselves? Is that the kind of entertainment we say, that's entertainment?
You know what you're bringing up? It's so true, because what, as black people in this, I realize is that in media shapes,
what you look at shapes who you are.
Yeah.
Everything you look at, the music you hear, the people you are around, it shapes who you are.
Sure.
If you want to be a millionaire, but you're chilling with people on the corner in the street, you will never be a millionaire. You're only dreaming, dog.
Yep.
You have to be. It's around either you have to learn from those people, buy their books, read their books, learn their lifestyle for you to be like them.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
That's you now changing your frequency. Now, when all you do is laugh at your own ignorance and pain every day. That's what you become, dog. That's what you become. Literally, you become that very same thing. John Vuli Gate. John Vuli Gate. That's all you are. You become John Vuli Gate. Literally, bro. We need to make conscious music, bro. Conscious music.
That raises our frequency.
Yeah, that raises our frequency, bro. You know, music is power, bro. Music is power. That's why you must listen to people like Abo Fela Kuti, Lauryn Hill. You know, like, I like Musaki too. You know, like that song. Like, we live for the weekend. Musaki. Yeah, we live for the weekend because we numb down the damage that we, bro.
Yes.
Bro.
But do you think people even listen to that? Because
that's the thing, you understand?
Yeah.
You get caught up in the beat. You don't even realize that, hey, this person is talking to me, bro. You understand?
Yeah.
This person is talking to me. It's like, actually, I'm that person that's numbing down the pain because my dreams are shattered. You understand? I have no hope. All I have is this job that they hate me, but I have to keep going there because they pay me.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
Debit orders are there.
Ish.
Kids have to go to school. Ish. They have to eat, whatever. Now you hate your life, and then all you do is drink and beat up your wife. You understand?
Sure, that rhyme there. Now you hate your life and all you do is beat up your wife.
Oh, pop.
All right, but so, I mean, what lessons did you take away from this exhibition on its own? Was this your first?
No, it's not. Actually, when I first occupied this space, I had like a first one. you know. And I'm always like judging how people respond to my work, because it's in your face. It's like holding up a mirror in someone's face and be like, look at the flaws, and not even the nice things, the flaws. You understand? Because for me, it's that. It's like I always want to bring out the truth that we want to hide. It's like, what is this thing that we want to act like it's not happening? What are these traumas that we want to act like they don't exist? You know, and finding ways to depict that. Because sometimes you can write codes, but a picture can say 1,000 words too. You understand? And for me, it's also that tapping into that visual language to say, I'm going to be in your face. You understand? We are scared of death as black people when you look at it. And I always ask myself why, because we are all going to die, right? And the only conclusion I always come to is we are scared of death because we are not really living.
Eish.
We are not really living. Eish. And we really know it. That's why we are so scared of death, because we know it's like, shit, am I going to hell? I'm not living. Where am I going? I don't even know where I'm going. And you're scared. But you don't even know that you never die as a person. You actually never die. We never die, bro. That's why even the Bible, there's a point where it says Christ has conquered death. But what that means is that we are spiritual beings. Energy can't be destroyed. You are energy, right? When you die, when this body passes away, you move on to something else.
Sure.
But the problem is this: when you keep vibrating on a low frequency, when you reincarnate, you always go on a lower plane. At some point, you're going to be a rock. Do you want to be a rock?
No.
I want to be in heaven, bro. I want to be elevated. Yeah, you understand? Yeah, at some point, you might be a leaf, my guy. Yo.
So
you pale. Bro. And that's the thing, when you don't deal with traumas and always elevate and conscientize yourself, at some point you're gonna die and you're gonna go to a lower plane and a lower plane and a lower plane until you really get the message. At some point you're gonna be dust, and then you have to come back, you know, and then you have to go through that cycle again. Bruh, it's a lot. We have to learn that we don't die, guys. We are energy. Energy doesn't die. Energy doesn't die. We always come back.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you know? It's crazy, man. I think there's a lot of knowledge shared here, ne?
Hey, bro.
A lot of gems, you know. But, look, I think because I see and I hear that you have opinions, right, about things. And looking at 2024, obviously, Sivu March next month, April.
Yeah.
And then Sivota Ningome, April. Yeah, between those two, see. Yeah. I mean, what advice would you give young black people when it comes to that part?
You had to make it political, bro.
I have to, because even your work, somewhere, somehow, is political.
Yeah. I always say, honestly, I feel like the youth is not dumb. Understand?
Sure.
And politicians act like people are dumb. And that's one thing that we need to tell them. I feel like we need to hold our country at ransom and say, maybe we shouldn't vote until we get someone who actually tends to our needs. You know, I feel like maybe we can take a stance. Maybe imagine if we all hold one vision in solidarity and say, maybe we shouldn't vote because these people are lying. You know, these people are greedy. This land belongs to us, but they're playing
games,
you know. Zuma's gonna come and say land without compensation. Cyril Ramaphosa is gonna come and say land with compensation. It's like, yeah. But the they stole the land, though. Why are we paying it? Why are we paying for the land that they stole? And why are they telling us that we can't take over our own land? Who are they?
And all the Aran land is free. At what cost?
But it should be, because it's ours.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, they are saying it. But
there's a cost.
There's an underlying
cost. The cost is there. I won't lie, the cost is there. Sure. And I feel like we have to be uncomfortable sometimes. And I feel like we need to start learning. Let's start doing the jitsu. Let's start doing karate. Let's start learning how to use guns. Let's start learning how to use swords. It might be war at some point. It's war now, right?
Yep.
So let's not be ignorant. let's just say at some point we might have to really fight for our country, and we must be ready for that. And I'm not saying like that's what's going to happen, but at some point it might be reality.
Sure.
Because the world is in shit, bro. You understand? And we can't act like this is just happening to other people. It's not happening to us.
Nobody's
we
safe.
We might be Palestine at some point.
Nobody's safe.
No one's safe.
No one is safe.
So don't be ignorant. Learn some skills. Empower yourself. Empower your family. You understand? Learn new ways of making money, bro. Learn about cryptocurrency and stuff like that. Because banks are full of shit too. You know? It's funny how we are so... That's another one. It's like we are so indoctrinated that we trust white people with our money after everything they did to us. After everything they did to us, we still give them our money. We say, save my money for me.
Sure.
Okay.
When we have our own stock funds.
Yeah, hold my policy for me. Yeah, they took those things from us. Yeah. Now they're using them against us.
Yeah.
You understand? Their market crash anytime they want. You know, money disappears. Abo Steinhoff, billions of dollars of people's pension funds can disappear.
True.
No white man is gonna go to jail.
True.
When I slap a girl, you'll see what's gonna happen. You'll see what's gonna happen.
Yeah, the biggest culprit in the whole country.
Mm. You're trash.
True.
You're trash. True. That's what we call ourselves.
Ooh,
right?
You're gonna take us there.
Yeah, that's what we call ourselves.
The biggest tragedy.
Yeah.
That you've seen is women becoming feminists.
It's like, bro, let's educate ourselves on these movements. I feel like that's another one. It's like, always check who benefits from these things. Mm. About LGBT, whatever. You know, about like feminist movements, but Me Too, whatever. Like, who benefits from that? But Black Lives Matter, who really benefits? When you really check who benefits, it's not us. But we are always in the forefront, you know? Even Adidas can make sneakers and put that. But how do you hijack a flag, bro? Mm. A flag. We all love a rainbow.
A rainbow.
How do you hijack a whole rainbow and make it your own flag? Now we can't take a rainbow. Because, like, bro, rainbow is a natural thing that comes in the sky. Now you make it about your thing. Bro, we don't care about your thing. Be your thing wherever you want to be, but don't impose it on us.
Mm.
You understand? Mm. Those are your things. Fine, but we don't care. I won't lie. We actually don't. We do. There's much bigger things to deal about. We don't have land. We don't have freedom. People are dying. When are you fighting for you to cut off your penis? Are you serious, dog? Are you serious? Huh?
Mm.
Who cares whether you take dick in your ass? We don't care, bro.
It's private.
Yeah, that's your business. We don't want to know, bro. We really don't want to know. And it's okay, bro. There's much bigger things to fight about, bro. We are at like a very low level as black people. We must be fighting about serious things. We can't have women fighting against black men, bro.
Yep.
We can't. We are a team in this thing.
Sure.
Do you see white women fighting white men?
Yep.
Do you see Chinese women fighting Chinese men? You don't. When are you telling us that we are trash? Where? We are trying to protect our families, dog. The media is canceling men because we are the lifeline of our community.
Sure, we are, definitely.
Yeah, when there's no head in the house, you can see. There's no law and order.
Yeah.
There's honor law. You can tell. Kids that don't have fathers, you can tell, bro. And it's sad that we have to say that, but you can tell.
Yeah. You unfortunately,
know?
That's the
Women who don't respect their fathers, you can tell. That's visible. It's visible because it shows in you. Like, that can't respect their father. You must be aware of those things like that. They will never respect you, bro.
Mm.
A woman who doesn't value their dad will never value you.
Mm.
And you can't run away from that. It takes some other kind of special woman. Because we have to know, we have to realize that women are emotional.
Sure.
We... think we are logic, so we act on what we know, right?
Mm.
That means for me to make a decision, I have to know what's up.
Sure.
I can't be in impulsive and say, oh, you made me feel like this. No, that thing doesn't work. Now this is war. I'm putting one to one.
Yeah.
What is the plan?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's us. We are the defense line now of women and children. Now, if black men don't have a voice, that means our whole black nation is doomed. It's doomed, bro. It's doomed because black men now don't have a say. Women now are running households. It's like, hey? And I'm not saying it to belittle women, but that's not the structure of life.
Yeah.
That's not the structure of life, bro.
Yeah.
It's God before man, man, women, women, children. That's the structure of life. Do you want someone who's impulsive to lead when? Who think on their emotions?
Yeah, no, those people, when they decide to burn down the company, they might do it. Just because they feel.
They feel like it, right?
Rationally, yeah, that's true.
Have you seen when women are mad, bro? They will burn your car because they're mad. They're mad. They burn your car. They burn
cut them. You out your throat.
You know? They're mad. Men don't do that, bro.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, man.
So that's one thing we need to think about. It's like, yo, we need real consciousness. We need structure in our communities.
Sure.
And European people have no say in telling us how to run ourselves and our country, bro. Americans have no business in our business, bro. We need to take charge and be like, we are Africans. What do we do with ourselves?
We're responsible for ourselves.
Yeah, let's take accountability and stop shying away from these things. Let's be honest with ourselves and start talking about the truth and stop being fearful of being cancelled. You're cancelled on social media. It doesn't take away from your life.
Because those are two different
worlds. Yeah, those are two different worlds.
Yeah.
And you need to decide, like, are you in bondage because of a clout?
Hmm.
You think about your followers. Who's your follower? We have real life to live here.
Yeah.
You can't live on the multiverse, my guy. As much as we act like we can put on these goggles and whatever, you can't live there. You can't. You have to come shit here. You have to come shit here.
True.
You understand? True. And that's the reality you need to think about.
Shit. Yeah, no, it's been a lot, my man. It's been a lot. But Kat, I think we can talk about
Hey man, we can go on forever, bro.
Part two. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, really.
The part two, we should do it, go Pretoria.
Yeah.
Since you have an exhibition coming.
Yeah, I have an exhibition coming. But also, I'll keep you guys updated on the things I'm doing and how I'm moving. And you guys should do the same, man.
But congratulations, man, on your exhibition. I think when we got there, it was beautiful to see. I haven't been in such a space in a long time, you know. Yeah. And I was telling my boy Ufanzo, which, you know, just coming into that space felt like a healing to me, you know, because it also reminded me who I am, what I'm capable of, what I've been, you know, robbing myself of, you know. And that's just that higher vibration, that God in me, you know. And just I think it's important. That's why sometimes, like, I've sort of changed from greeting people, especially Amagens, as niggas to kings.
That's another one, bro. It's like, yo, let's not take things that bring us down and like hold them to the high regard. It's like, as much as it sounds cool and stuff like that, but Abunjayam. It's like, yo, you're my brother, man.
So are we saying we are canceling Abunjayam?
Cancel Abunjayam, bro. Call me. Put status on my name, man. Yeah. And let's see each other. Let's see each other. You know, let's really see each other. You know, let's look each other in the eyes and be like, this is my brother. You know, this is me. You know, I am him and he's me. I and I.
But yeah, man, so congratulations. Your art is amazing.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Yeah, I appreciate
I would really like the authentics to, you know, whenever you share your socials, wherever, where they can find them, to really follow through and, you know, cuff some art.
Yeah,
we hope when we get to Pretoria, we'll have a bunch of people us to
come with money bags.
Also that MDMO make it rain on us.
With money bags. Let's invest in each other. I think that's another thing that's really important. Investing in each other. Support your brothers, man. Support your brothers. Let's speak life to each other.
I like that.
Greet someone with peace and love. You know, it's like, it always has to be there. It's like, acknowledge people.
Sure.
You know, and that's the thing. It's like, we shouldn't humble ourselves, but we should raise each other up. For me, that we shouldn't humble ourselves, just raise each other up. Let's do that.
I think.
Yeah.
Man, with that said, it's been a very impactful episode. We're chilling with a god here. You had.
Yeah.
If I was wrong, just keep repeating, you know. I think this is one of those where, you know, in marketing, in order for you to get the message, they'll keep repeating that ad.
Yeah, that ad, over and over.
5 seconds, every 10 minutes, it's over, afpop. It's over, afpop. It's over, afpop.
Yeah, they wish death on us, man.
Put you on. But anyway, this man is an intelligent one. I think people like you need to be protected. People like you need to be loved. People like you need to be cherished, you know.
Because
you are a true vessel, and it takes a lot of courage for you to express what you've expressed today, you know, without fear and compromise. So with that said, thank you so much for iskatsako, my dog.
Man, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for iskatsako, my god. Thank
you. Yeah, man. That's what's up.
And listen, man, to the authentics, I think I'm just gonna, you know, borrow one of his quotes again from his white wall there. No wishing for better days, you know. We gotta make them.
We
need to stop wishing for better days. We need to make them. And he spoke something that was quite crucial, that we need to come together. We need to organize. That's how we are going to make those things possible for ourselves, you know, not for any other communities, but for our community, you know. With that said, you know where to find us. YouTube, we are at the People's Journal Podcast. Spotify, the People's Journal Podcast. Facebook, the People's Journal Podcast. Shout out one time to our collaborators, Firetown, for always looking out for us when we are doing the speaker box sessions. Speaking of the speaker box sessions, next week on the 9th, we are having the 6th, volume 6 of the speaker box session. So do come through. It's gonna be nice live performances. Support that the big boxes will be out, as I usually say. And obviously, shout outs to M22 Entertainment for always making sure that we're out here on the visuals, you know. Like he said, you know, we are raising each other. And obviously to our sound guy, shout outs as well, Fano, we see you, my dog, for always just being there with us. I'm your host, Pac-Man, Mr. 925. Where do people find you on the socials?
I'm on Instagram at Cat Loves It.
Sure.
With a K.
Yeah,
it's Cat Loves It.
Okay.
You'll find me
so
anywhere.
So if we spell it out, it's K-A-T.
Love.
For the K. For Kelly.
Yeah. K.
A.
Yeah.
For apple.
Uh-huh.
T.
For tomato.
For tomato.
Yeah, Love Sithole. That's
Love Sithole.
It's got like whole Love Sithole.
And you can follow him there. I'm sure he's sharing more knowledge there, sharing his art there. Then please show some love. But from your host himself, catch you on another episode.
Smoke. Cheers, man.